Blog Talk Radio. Hello, this is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Women Radio. The goal of this program and every Entrepreneurial Women Radio show is to share practical and real-world success strategies for growing ourselves personally, professionally, and financially. It's all about women supporting women in business. You can read more about my coaching programs, books, and mastermind groups at SharonMichaels.com. And check out my book, How to Give Yourself the Power to Succeed, recognizing the things you may be doing that are keeping you from the things you want. Available as a paperback and a Kindle on Amazon.com. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, this is Sharon Michaels, and I've owned my own business for over 25 years. I mentor, coach, and empower women who've chosen to own their own businesses to greater personal and professional success. Today, I'd like to talk about integrity and communicating trustworthiness. What does that mean when we're in business? I believe your successful business is built around you, the person, before it's built around what you're offering. I tell my coaching clients that before a customer or client will decide to purchase what they're offering, they must first buy you as a person. Here's what I mean. Before we spend our money or share our hopes and dreams with another person, we must first know, like, and trust them. And to continue doing business with them, we must believe they have our best interest at heart. I believe once a trusting bond is broken, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to get it back. As you listen to this, I want you to think about a business relationship you had with a person or a company that may have left you disillusioned. Was it the customer service after the sale? Was it an uncomfortable feeling you got from the person with whom you were dealing? Was it promises made and not kept? Let me share some definitions and think about how they may apply to those negative past business experiences. Integrity, adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character. Honesty, fairness and straightforwardness of conduct. Trust, belief that someone or something is reliable, good, honest, effective, well, you get the point. Here's how I see a business person crossing the line of integrity, honesty, and trust. Sometimes we may cross these lines intentionally or unintentionally. Number one, copyright infringement. Taking materials from others and using them without giving proper credit to the author. The author of that book or that post or that email took time and effort to produce that material, so they must be given full credit. Number two, not placing the best interest of the client first. It's all about what is best for your client. Don't talk someone into something because of your needs or your goals. It's always about the client's best interest. Number three, losing contact with or ignoring the customer. Every customer wants to feel and be appreciated and respected. Our customers are more than just a sale. A trusting bond is broken as soon as you ignore someone. Ongoing communication is vital to building trust and loyalty. Here's number four, knowingly pursuing another person's prospect or customer. I don't need to say much about this. It speaks for itself. It's unethical, dishonest, and underhanded to to try to pursue another person's prospect or customer. Here's the last one, number 5, making promises you cannot or will not keep. Honesty, integrity, and trust all come into play when you promise and don't deliver on what you promised. Here's a rule of thumb to live by. Promise less and deliver more. Part of the communication process is caring about other people. Listening carefully to what the other person is saying is not only a good communication skill, but also a compliment to the other person. This happens by listening to what is and isn't being said. Listening involves all the senses, including your intuitive inner voice. Listening means emotionally and physically being an active participant in the communication process. This includes asking questions and then listening closely to the answers. A good communicator is an excellent listener, and a good listener is able to create a powerful and long-lasting relationship built on trust and rapport. Here are 7 suggestions for communicating trustworthiness and developing rapport. Number 1, focus your undivided attention on what is important to the other person. To communicate trustworthiness and rapport, don't push your own agenda. It's not about you, it's about the other person. Tune in carefully to what they're saying and how they're saying it. Hear what they're saying, not what you expect or want them to say. Number 2, asking questions that will give you more than just a yes or no answer is a powerful way to begin opening the lines of communication. Here's an example. Asking, "How may I support you on your self-development journey?" You're not only showing you care, you're showing support. Number 3, I'm sure you heard it said many times, but it bears repeating. You have 2 ears, 1 mouth, so use them accordingly. Listen more than you talk. Ask a question and then stop talking and start listening. Do you realize that your undivided attention is a sincere compliment? You're letting the other person know that you're interested in what they have to say and that they're important to you. And again, I'm giving you 7 suggestions for communicating trustworthiness and developing rapport. Number 4, watching your body language is vital. Leaning slightly forward as you're talking means you're interested and that you're listening. Here's number 5. Eyes. I've been told eyes are the windows to the soul, so make eye contact. When you talk with someone who doesn't look you in the eye, how do you feel? Do you feel like you can trust them? Eye contact conveys 2 things, trust and interest. Here's number 6, smile often. Be animated in the conversation. Laugh and have fun. Relax and just be your unique and special self. And finally, here's the last one. Stand with confidence and sit with correct posture. Believe it or not, your posture speaks volumes about your trustworthiness. Would you trust someone who slouched in a seat with their arms folded across their chest, made no eye contact, or couldn't even seem to stay awake? Let me go quickly through the 7 suggestions for communicating trustworthiness and developing rapport one more time. Number 1, focus your undivided attention on what is important to the other person. Number 2, asking questions that will give you more than a yes or no answer is a powerful way to begin opening the lines of communication. Number 3, you've heard it before, but it bears repeating, you have 2 ears and 1 mouth, so use them accordingly. Number 4, watching your body language is vital. Number 5, eyes are the windows to the soul, so make eye contact. 6, smile often. Number 7, stand with confidence and sit with a correct posture. I've heard this said before, trust is developed and maintained when you seek not only to be understood, but also to understand. psychologist and author Dr. Joyce Brothers said, "Listening, not imitation, may be the sincerest form of flattery." A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Entrepreneurial Women radio programs 24/7 right here on your computer, and they're available through iTunes under Entrepreneurial Women Radio as a free podcast. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. You can read more about my coaching programs, books, and mastermind groups at SharonMichaels.com. Check out my book, How to Give Yourself the Power to Succeed, Recognizing the Things You're Doing That May Be Keeping You from the Things You Want, available as a paperback and a Kindle. In fact, check out all of my business and personal development books that I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon.com. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. Until next time, enjoy all of your successes, and thank you so much for listening.